Nothing is more important than feeling good.
Becoming more deliberate about the things you think is not a difficult thing. You're often particular about what you eat, or the vehicle you drive, or the clothes you wear. And being a deliberate thinker does not require much more deliberate discrimination than that. But learning to deliberately direct your thoughts toward the aspect of the subject that feels best to you will have a much greater impact on the improvement of your life than the choosing of a meal, or of a vehicle, or of clothing. Once you read these words and feel your own personal resonance with their meaning and power, you'll never again feel negative emotion without realizing that you are receiving important guidance to assist you in guiding your thoughts in a more productive and beneficial direction. In other words, you will never again feel negative emotion and not understand that it means you are in the process of attracting something unwanted. A significant thing is happening with you as you are coming into conscious awareness of your emotions and the guidance that they provide. Because even in your ignorance of what negative emotion meant, you were still negatively attracting. And so understanding your emotion now gives you control of your life experience. When you're feeling less than good, if you will stop and say, "Nothing is more important than that I feel good. I want to find a reason now to feel good," you will find an improved thought, which will lead to another and another. And as you develop the habit of looking for good-feeling thoughts, the circumstances that surround you must improve. The law of attraction demands it. When you feel good, you experience the sensation of doors opening as the universe is cooperating with you. And when you feel bad, it feels as if doors are closing and the cooperation stops. Anytime you feel negative emotion, you are in the mode of resisting something that you want, and that resistance takes its toll on you. It takes its toll on your physical body, and it takes its toll on the wonderful things that you're allowing to come into your experience. Through your process of living life and noticing things wanted and unwanted, you've created a sort of vibrational escrow, which in a sense holds for you those wanted things you've identified, until you become a close enough vibrational match to them that you allow yourself a fully manifested receiving of them. But until you find a way to feel good about them, even though they have not yet manifested in your experience, it may seem to you that they're on the outside of a door that you cannot open. However, as you begin to look for more positive aspects regarding the things that occupy your thoughts, and as you deliberately choose the more positive end of the stick of possibilities regarding the subjects that dominate your thought processes, that door will open, and everything that you desire will flow easily into your experience.